and volunteers at CJSF wish you a jolly, merry, happy, joyful, fantastic, exciting, fancy, magnificent, remarkable, special, white, sparkling, terrific, stunning, festive, and wonderful holiday season.
You're tuned into Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined by Adam, and once again, our intro did not play. I apologize for all the intro fans out there.
There's quite a few of them out there. So. I know, you big intro heads, but you know what? We didn't have enough time. We have a massive show we're getting to. Dave,
it wasn't no fault of our own.
Oh, it was definitely my fault.
Oh.
No, it was the computer's fault. But either way, this is serendipitous because we have a lot to play. This is part two of our 2023 Year in Review episode.
It is. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to play more music from 2023.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah, way.
So just one missed our previous episode. We are going to have that available for people to review on the website. That's revrock.blogspot.com.
Hopefully soon.
Yeah, hopefully soon. I imagine in the next little bit. But either way, we're going to have eventually the complete playlist of all of our favorite albums and the songs we selected to represent them. And as we said last week, this is not completely exhaustive. There's too much good music to make such an exhaustive combination of episodes. And there's some that just kind of fall out of the purview of Revolution Rock. With that said, though, there's so much great music and a lot of artists who we actually had the privilege to see live. In fact, this opening set is going to have a number of artists who we did see perform live in one degree or another. But without getting too much away, we do also want to encourage you, the listener, to tell us what your favorite albums of the year were. So you can do that by giving us a call at 519-971-3630. And you can also call us toll-free from Detroit. Dave, as I trip over my words, can you remind our viewers and listeners what that number is?
1-855-344-2526.
Dave, your golden voice is always appreciated around these parts, and I'm very excited. Oh, that was gorgeous. What will be less gorgeous, maybe even a little bit vicious, is going to be the opening song we hear by a band that we have definitely played quite a few tracks from over the year, a band that we've heard in different iterations, and an artist we've heard perform many different projects. Of course, one half of this group being Daniel Romano with the band Spiderbite.
Yeah, it's Ian and Daniel Romano and then Stephen Lamke of Constantine's, and of course he performs solo and was in Baby Eagle for a while as well. So really cool stuff. They put out a new album called The Rainbow and the Dove, and it combined this one and actually an album they put out in 2020, all in the same release, physical release. We're also going to hear some music in this set. Should we say what the other music?
Well, you know, I think maybe we'll let this be a surprise. We will call back when we return.
Okay.
But we want to encourage everyone to stay tuned for the next 2 hours as Dave and myself play our favorite records of 2023 and this year-end edition of Revolution Rock. And here we get going with Spiderbite. Stretching my limbs out till each one extends to a place I can.
Demons
holidays, everyone. Adam and Dave here on Revolution Rock, bringing you a treat, a little present, if you will. Some of our favorite records of 2023.
Yes, and we're playing them in no particular order. This is the second of two episodes, so this is part two of two.
Yes, that is the final half.
And in this first set, not the second set, we ended off with music from Detroit's Proto Martyr, from an album they put out earlier this year called Formal Growth in the Desert. What a great record. And also, we heard the song Make Way.
It was a bit of a slow burn record for me. I had to sit with it a little bit, but stepping away after that, I think it's one of their strongest to date.
Yes.
And they put on a fantastic live performance just a few weeks ago, actually, in Detroit, a little homecoming end of tour show. Fantastic. They also played with Mets and Wolf Eyes.
A very cool show.
Fantastic stuff. In fact, you know, there's not a bad Proto Martyr record. What am I saying? They're such a great band. I look forward to everything that the band unleashes. But yeah, this new one is a particular treat. Speaking of treats, before that, we heard the newest record from Dion Lunadin, who we've actually interviewed in the past.
Yes, a new record came out at the end of November via In the Red Records called System's Edge. We heard the song I Don't Mind. We'll be playing more of this in the new year, I'm sure. Same with a lot of the releases on this show. And before that, we heard some music from The Hives. From their first album in, what was it, 10 years? More?
It was
12 years?
I think it was just 10 years, or just shy of 10 years. But yeah, it was a long time. The Hives, after an extensive delay, released their follow-up record, The Death of Randy Fitzsimmons. There's a lot of mythology and lore behind it. You know, you can dive into that and you can explore it, but it's well worth listening to just for the songs themselves. As you heard in that track, which is one of the best on the record, in my opinion, Countdown to Shutdown.
Yeah, that bass line really rocks.
I think it's one of their strongest records in years. I mean, they haven't made a record but, you know, I think it stands on par with some of their, like, big Halcyon Day releases. And they still put on one heck of a show. We saw them live in Detroit going back just the other month or so.
Yeah, it was really a wild show. Mm-hmm. They usually put on really wild shows, and this was no different. And, yeah, if they're coming through town and they're playing in your area, go see them. You won't be disappointed. Before The Hives, we heard music from a band. We can't say their full name on the air, but it's a band from Hamilton, Ontario, the Golden Essers, we'll say. You can use your imagination to fill in the gaps of what that word is, but it's related to toilets. And we heard the track, I Don't Want to Go to the Mall.
Very appropriate for this time of year.
I don't want to go to the mall right now at this time of year either.
And I hope none of you have to, so get your shopping done.
Yes.
And we started things off with Spider Bite, a fantastic group made up of the Romano brothers. We heard something from The Rainbow and The Dove with the track Human Body, Human Brain.
All right. So we're going to continue with our second set on this second show of a two-part episode of Albums of 2023.
Is this the Triple Deuce? This is the Triple Deuce.
No, that's
isn't
the
it?
Next set. We're going to start off the set. We're not going to say the full set, but we got lots coming in this set, and this set kind of leans a little more in the folky direction. We're going to start off with another great release that's been appearing on a lot of releases, best of lists this year, Joanna Sternberg.
Yeah, she's a New York artist, and this is not their debut. This is actually their second release, but they're a New York-based songwriter. This is, I believe, the first record they have on Fat Possum Records. They do mainly deal with a lot of folky material, but they actually have a full band backing them on a few tracks on this record, including what we're going to hear coming up to start off this set. From the album I've Got Me by Joanna Sternberg, we're going to hear People Are Toys to You on this year-end edition of Revolution Rock.
Now I know I've always been this way. Made a list of the things kiss the moon.